I don't know about you, but in my experience, I find it to be true. It's one thing to hire someone to work on the family farm. It's quite another to be asked to do something by Dad, to be given a job by him, and then come in at night and have supper together and sleep under the same roof. A hired hand simply has less of a bond, feels less responsibility than someone bound to the family and its land, or to the shepherd and the sheep in Jesus' example. You know, I think that's part of the reason the church requires celibacy of her priests. I think that's part of the church's wisdom in requiring that of us. I have nothing but God. No wife or family, no land or house, no career, and no final say in where I work. As many of you have said no to every person but your spouse, and therefore belong to them, so that what is theirs is yours, and yours is theirs, so it is with a priest. The sheep are the shepherd's, but the priest has freely given himself to the shepherd alone, so that it's not a question of pay, but of belonging and participating in the love that offered his life for the sheep. It's in this respect that I think of St. Paul's words. Christ was faithful over God's house as a son. But what St. John said is also true. Beloved, see what love the Father bestowed on us that we may be called the children of God? Yet so we are. Everyone who has been baptized, everyone who has been made God's child, has been brought into his household and therefore entrusted with the responsibilities of the family. Many of you know the truth of this, as, for example, you care for an aging parent, while one or more of your siblings shirk their responsibility. As a child, they really do have a responsibility, don't they? I suppose I think of this first in terms of our responsibility as God's children in his household to build a church for him and his current and future sheep. Hired hands run away from their duties and wolves catch and scatter the sheep. Children, on the other hand, lay down their lives for the sheep and the shepherd who loves them. Of course, this responsibility is rooted in the fundamental one of announcing what St. Peter did. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under a heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. I mean, you could look for the best life in lots of places, Peter's saying. Power, control, money, pleasure, prestige, likes. But the best has been demonstrated as such by being raised from the dead. Now, as his sheep, as God's children, will you love others as you've been loved and share with them what the shepherd has shared with you? Will you be a hired hand or a child of God?